NO3C, KF8, BLB.
KFA ENF. KDYS Mobile.
Seven QMD testing.
N8 MJL mobile.
KF8 BLB, you're next.
QMD mobile. 7 QMD mobile. Testing 1, 2, 3.
KFA ENF.
Seven QMD 2, 4, 1, 6.
KF8BLB.
KF7QMD testing.
KDYS monitoring.
Sierra Papa Whiskey, mobile, Sheboygan. Okay, buddy.
NAPX, mobile, Mackinac City.
Say again, your audio's a little low.
NAPX, mobile, Mackinac City.
You're out. Late, too. Just left Gaylord. Had to stop at Menards on the way home. Can't pass that place.
Okay. Well, we're just leaving Mackinac City, done with the truck show.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was this weekend. I got caught last weekend with the tractor parade.
Yeah, I seen the pictures of that. Looked like it was pretty good. It's an annual thing for us. We come up and park the car on the main strip in Mackinac City and watch the trucks go by.
Oh, that's got to be cool. What size trucks partake in that one?
18-wheelers. And the bigger the better. they shine their trailers up real nice, and their stick is run all the lights they can, blow all the horns they can, and jake break every opportunity they get.
Wow. Between the diesel fumes and the noise, talk about sensory overload.
Yep. The whole car has a headache right now.
Oh, that's cool. I went down to Mancelona to help my son out, to help out another friend rewire a old Case tractor.
Oh, wow, I bet that was a good time.
Yeah, until I figured out the gauges he had were the wrong ones. I said, well, we're going to have to stop till you get the right gauges. He ordered them and got them from China.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Can you even find a gauge anymore that's not made in China?
Well, these were the old round glass front regular indicator gauges, but they were for more modern day tractors. This was an old diesel, probably 50 years old.
That definitely sounds like quite the undertaking, no matter what.
Some wires hanging. Doesn't remember where they went. All the original gauges were smashed by some kids with either a pipe or a rock or something, but totally destroyed the gauges.
Oh, man, that's too bad. And oh, I hate that. Wires just hanging loose, somebody's already been in it before you did. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, most of the exposed insulation would break off as you touched it. So, we got to get some better prints, and he's got to get the right gauges. We got it running. Just none of the gauge packs work, or indicator light.
Running, I suppose.
Yeah, and the tachometer is actually a spinning cable. That's mechanical. So that works. You've got the backhoe attachment and everything for it. You got it all painted up. I was like, oh, look at that. Somebody painted all my screws and terminals.
Gotta love that. Taking out the screw heads. Just to back them out.
Well, luckily there's enough grease on things to where I could chip the paint away pretty easy. But we're gonna have to go back. It was up near Shush Mountain. And back in the woods about a mile back on a seasonal road.
Yeah, it gets kind of secluded down in that area. I was down Rapid City on Wednesday for some boiler training, and some of the side roads I had to take to get down in there, I was almost hearing banjo music.
Yeah, all those psycho movies come back to memories when you get backtracking in there, but we were with the owner. Oh, we knew we were safe. But there are signs all over the place. Warning, no trespassing, guns in use.
Yeah. Yep. You can read this sign, you're within range.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I got a chance to see son and his whole family, all the grandkids. They're growing like weeds. The oldest boy is senior now, and the girl is ninth grade, and she's a cheerleader, and they showed me videos of her, and she's the one at the top of the pyramid. She's having a ball. And then the little guy, he just turned 10 years old, and boy, he's starting to shoot up in height. Well, your last one was broken up. But you were right when you told me the one thing that bugs you the most about other drivers up here is not dimming their lights. Especially when they come up from behind you. I gotta love it.
Wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, I've always been seeing stuff the whole time with the Shannon Goodyear from KSBW and
ATX. Alright. Yeah, you're breaking up pretty good now. I'll say 7-3 and catch you down the road. KSBW.